This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Lindsay speaks Japanese, plus how to listen to All Ears English hands-free. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we have a special announcement. Plus, you get to meet a special guest who's building the technology that will make All Ears English even more amazing for you in the next 5 years. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Tom, welcome to All Ears English. How are you doing today?
Hi, Lindsay. Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I have a big smile on my face because we have just finished up a humongous project.
Yes. Huge.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this was really exciting. And I just thank you so much for including me in it. This was my first international project. I'm going to let you take it.
Yeah, no, totally. So guys, today we have a very special behind the scenes episode. Guys, you are going to learn about a new Alexa skill that Tom and I just built for All Ears English. And you're going to get to hear me pronounce a little bit of Japanese. So that should be really fun. So let's start off, Tom. I'm going to ask you, for listeners who have no idea what we're talking about when they hear the word Alexa, what exactly is an Alexa skill?
Okay, so an Alexa skill is essentially an app that runs on an Amazon Echo device. And it's different than your phone in having an app, but kind of similar. It's essentially a specific program that'll do something, some sort of job, that you are able to call by saying, "Hey, Alexa," and then fill in the blank, like, "What time is it?" or "Open All Ears English."
Oh, I like that. So, that's so cool. So it's a way for our listeners to listen to All Ears English without actually using a podcast app or their phone or their computer. Is that right?
That's right. One of the fun things about the Alexa and the Amazon Echoes is, the model is you do not take Alexa with you, you stick her all around the house. So you can actually like start out maybe in the kitchen and you're, "Alexa, open All Ears English," and you start listening to an episode and you want to like shuffle off to another room. You can just Alexa pause, go to another room over by a different Echo and go, "Alexa, play," and she'll pick up right where you were in the episode, just like nothing happened. It's very neat. It's very neat. Oh, so, it's different than your phone you carry with you.
Yeah.
The model with Echo is you stick them all over the house. I have four. So I mean,
you have
four. Yeah, they're all over. Yeah. You
can't, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Tom. That's so cool. So we're going to talk a little bit more in just a second, guys, about how you can listen to All Ears English specifically with your Alexa device. But Tom, tell us how you use Alexa in your home. Just give us a couple of examples. Just your top two ways that you use Alexa at home. You said you have these devices all over the house, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the biggest uses is drop-in, because we do have them all over the house. We both work from home, and you know, it used to be a lot of hollering up and down the stairs, and now I can literally, you know, talk to my gal like right over. I can open up a call over my Echo up to the unit up in her office there, and we talk back and forth, and no more shouting, you know.
Oh, that's so funny. So that's different. That's a unique way to use the Amazon device. I mean, I know one other thing you said is that you use it for cooking. Like, ask Alexa for a recipe, and then you follow the recipe from her as you're cooking? Is that how you do that?
Well, yeah. You know, there's a lot of cool cooking skills available out there, okay? So finding recipes is, like, awesome, and especially when it's, like, okay, what have I got? Well, I've got chicken, I've got pasta. Okay, you know, and like, hey, Alexa, give me a chicken and pasta recipe, you know. And she'll start rattling stuff off, you know, various options. The other cool thing is, you know, there's a lot of neat built-in functions. Like, you can use, like, not just set a regular timer, but, like, actually give it a name. So if you have chicken cooking for 40 minutes and then you begin boiling pasta, you can have a chicken timer and a pasta timer, and she'll tell you, hey, your chicken timer is going off. Oh, okay, great. I got to pull the chicken out. Meanwhile, pasta is still cooking for another 3 minutes, right?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that yeah. So
targeted, isn't it? I mean, one thing that I like to do, Tom, in the mornings, I like to wake up and listen to the Daily Flash news briefing now. I do that when I make my breakfast. So it's a matter of just figuring out how Alexa fits into our lives. But really, this is about hands-free technology, and we want to give you guys a new way to interact with all your English. So Tom, you and I started working on this Alexa skill back in January. Is that right?
Yeah, I know. It took us 6 months. Remember when we started out, it's like, 2 weeks, you know. Well, you know, and we kept building more things in, and it was like, well, okay, this is over here, but it's really tuned for podcasts. We got to like tweak this out and make it work for Alexa. And so, you know, I mean, we had a whole lot of things going on. Plus, it was the whole dynamic of, oh, by the way, yes, we're not going to just deploy it in the U.S., but we're going to deploy it along with the launch of Amazon Echoes and Alexa in Japan.
In Japan. Exactly.
Well, you know, this was like a new level of hard. You know, for me, because all of a sudden it's like, wait, it's all in Japanese. And wow, you know, I mean, that was definitely a game changer.
You know, I really like the phrasal verb, Tom, to push through, because that is really what you did here in our work together. I mean, guys, this is what Tom has been working on behind the scenes in the last 6 months here at All Ears English. And he has done an amazing job to bring you guys this new way of listening to All Ears English if you are in the U.S. or Japan, and coming soon to other countries. We'll tell you guys a little bit more about that soon. But yeah, I just want to say thank you to you, Tom, for pushing through, right? For persevering and continuing to go even when it got really, really hard, right? Because this is brand new technology that we are learning as we go to put this together.
Well, yes, all new technology. And then like, oh, wait, no, it's not hard enough. Let's add a foreign language. I mean, you know, because out of the two of us, I am not the one who is a linguistic specialist, okay? You know, I mean, I write code, not, you know, speech.
Right. Exactly. So, maybe some of our listeners are interested in having their own Alexa skill built. So at the end, guys, we're going to tell you how you can get in touch with Tom if you're interested in this. I really think that Alexa is, at least hands-free devices, right, is the kind of the future. The digital voice revolution is coming, right, guys? This is a new way to interact with technology. I love it. But Tom, let's get a little bit more specific on how our listeners can activate this skill and listen to All Ears English.
Well, the easiest way is to just kind of turn around and go, Alexa, enable All Ears English.
Okay.
Now, the fun part is anyone that had this playing back on speakers and owns an Alexa just enabled the skill. So
you're saying that for our listeners, if they were listening to this on a speaker and then they heard you say that, their Alexa device would automatically enable it if it was on? Is that what you're saying?
Well, okay. Yes. South Park did an entire bit on that very thing.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So this is big now, getting really big in the U.S., guys. And I can pretty much guarantee it's coming to your country sooner or later, right? It's going to take over
the world. Yes.
So you're saying, Tom, that there are two ways to enable the skill, right? We can either just, if we have a device, an Alexa device, Amazon Echo device in our home, we can say it. We can say, Alexa, enable All Ears English, or we can go to the app on our phones.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. When you have an Alexa, it comes with what they call the companion app, and it installs on a mobile device. You can put it on your phone. I actually run it on my tablet, but you can do it on either. And, essentially this is where you go in to set up and manually kind of like get it connected to your Wi-Fi and all of these sorts of things and add skills. If you want to go through and it's like, wait, I know I want this, I want that, I want the other thing, I want All Ears English, yada, yada, yada. Because a lot of people will have like a laundry list of stuff they know they want to add right away. Okay.
Yeah.
It just depends on your personal style. Sometimes it's like, on the fly, you ask Alexa for something and she'll recommend a skill. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, go ahead and enable that, Okay. It's either or. And, that's basically the gist of it. You can either ask for it or you can go in and tap it in on your mobile device.
Okay, awesome. And then once our listeners have this enabled, right, guys, so if you are in the U.S. or if you're in Japan, once you've got your Amazon Echo device in your home and you've got the skill enabled, let's talk about how to get it started, right? How to start listening to the episodes completely hands-free. Right, without having to have headphones in or be in your car listening to the headphones. We can do it in our kitchen. So cool.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
So in English, Tom, what would our listeners say in the U.S. to get the skill started, to listen to it?
It would just, Alexa, open All Ears English.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly.
And she'll pop up. And if you're a first-time listener, she'll tell you what the title of the current episode is and start doing her thing. And if you were listening previously, she will... announce essentially like, oh, you were listening to this episode. There has been a new episode, and give you the option if you want to hear the new one or pick up where you left off the last time you were tuned in.
Exactly. It sounds like your Alexa device just woke up in the background.
Yes, I muted both devices I have in this particular room, and another one in another room picked me up. So,
that's great. So we're going to tell you really literally got them all over the house. That's so funny.
Yes, I really do.
And now, guys, we have a special treat for you because, as we said, we did release this skill and build this skill in Japanese also, which was one of the hardest things that we have both ever done. But it is available now in Amazon Japan on your Echo device. So, guys, if you want, and here comes my Japanese, you guys are probably going to get a nice laugh if you hear this today. If you want to start the skill in Japanese, you could say, Alexa, All Ears English, wo hiraite. So open All Ears English in Japanese, guys. You can do that. I can imagine our listeners, Tom, are laughing right now hearing Japanese.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can do that. I'll need a little practice.
And what else can they say, Tom, to Alexa in English to if they want to play the episode that is most recently available?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it's real easy. You open All Ears English and she'll kind of prompt you, what do you want to hear? And you can just say current episode. Or if you're tuned in and, you know, well, I've gotten to really catch up on the podcast now with you and Jessica since I've been building this thing. And, you know, I know every once in a while it's like, oh, we got a question about how to handle some kind of a situation. And yeah, we got a real good thing on how to do that in episode 428. You can literally just kind of go and turn around. Oh, you know, open All Ears English. And she'll come back and say, play episode 428, and it'll go find episode 428 and start playing back for you.
Okay, awesome. So that's how to do that in English. And in Japanese, guys, you can say, Saishino episode wo saiseishite. I hope that was correct, my Japanese. And you guys can write me an email and let me know. But you guys get the idea, right? We're just translating the English right into Japanese. And she's going to recognize what you want to do, and she's going to do it for you. And if you want to play episode 728, you could say episode 728 or episode 728, wo saiseishite. Wow. Yeah. All right. So that's enough Japanese for me today, Tom, for this episode at least. I mean, what do you think are the coolest things about this skill, about this All Ears English skill?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, right off the top of the bat, you know, if you get in a skill and you're not sure, well, what all can I hear? Ask for help. Because we have a full help dialogue built in, and Alexa will explain everything that you're able to hear. If you have it in the U.S. market, you'll hear it in English. If you have it in the Japan market, you will hear it in Japanese. You know, we also have like a mini help, like, you know, oh, I want to hear something else. And she'll kind of give you a walkthrough of the options because we have various categories. You can get the list of categories. Play an episode. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, the whole thing is built with the intent that essentially you never have to use your hands or eyeballs.
My God. Amazing.
To work the skill. It's all right. Yeah. Speak, listen, speak, listen. Right.
So cool. Right. That's the idea. We communicate. This morning, my roommate and I were doing Jeopardy with Alexa. We were doing trivia and Jeopardy, and none of it required any kind of looking at a screen. What a nice break from looking at a screen or looking at a podcast app or something, just to be able to just be eating my breakfast and just interacting with Alexa directly. I mean, the thing I like about this, guys, for you guys as listeners of All Ears English, is you can share All Ears English with your family at home, right? If you have the Echo device in your kitchen, you can play All Ears English when you wake up in the morning. Maybe you want to help your kid learn English. Your child, right? Your teenager. That is a way you guys can share the show together. Right, Tom?
Yes.
What do you think about that idea?
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's no shortage of educational skills for kids. I mean, if you got kids, you really ought to have one of these things. I mean, there's just, you know, and I get a lot of use, just practical turnaround. Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait, who was that in that movie? You can ask like weird off the cuff questions. You're having a conversation and it's like, oh, and then, yeah, it was that movie with Tom Hanks. And oh, who was that other guy? Oh, he's so funny, but I can't think of his name. You can turn around and ask kind of like random questions. Who was in the cast of some movie? And she knows it. She goes and looks stuff up and gives you an answer. And it's like, oh, cool. All right.
Yeah,
that's who
I
that
love
was.
That.
You know,
yeah, there's a lot of ways to use it.
Yeah, all those weird little things when you're like actually hanging out with someone, you know, and just kind of, you know, casually having a conversation about nothing in particular and everything in general, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. And I mean, specifically about the All Ears English skill, what I love is Tom mentioned this really quickly, briefly. He said that, guys, we've set this up so that you can request categories of episodes, right? So if you are working on your business English, you can ask only for the episodes in the business English category or the pronunciation category or the phrasal verbs category. That is going to be huge for you guys. And that is currently something that is harder to do on our website or, of course, in iTunes or in Stitcher Radio. This is something that you can do hands-free as well. So cool.
If you want to focus and drill in, yes, you absolutely can with the categories. It's a very nice feature.
Yeah. And Tom, what piece of advice do you have for our listeners who want to go check out the Allers English skill? What would be your advice to them?
Well, the first thing is go get yourself an Echo. Mm-hmm. And get it set up and obviously get it enabled, Allers English installed, the skill installed. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you listen to the podcast, but like other things, anytime it's like, oh, wait, what is this? Fill in the blank, right? Some question hits your mind. Turn around and ask it. You know, the best way to get familiar with the All Ears English skill is to get familiar with, you know, Alexa. And the best way to get familiar with Alexa is start talking to Alexa. Get used to turning around and just like everyday common things. You know, remind me to like pick up milk and eggs tonight. You know, remind me this and that. Oh, so this is really kind of the way to... get like a maximum effect out of it is to really just simply begin using it, you know.
Okay.
In everyday life. I mean, this is really the...
Yeah. Love that. Okay. Cool, Tom. So, Tom, you are an Alexa user. Just tell us really quick, if our listeners themselves are interested in what you're saying and they are, you know, maybe they're futurists and they're building their own technology, their own businesses, maybe if they want to maybe have an Alexa skill developed themselves, where could they find you online to visit and learn more about your work?
Yes. Well, the easiest way is just visit my website. It's tbrunner.net on the internet. And it's got my basic information there. You can find out where I'm at and how to contact me. Very simple and straightforward. And, you know, or look for me on LinkedIn by my name, Tom Brunner. And I'm in Roswell, Georgia. And the USA, and you can send me a message or a connection and like, hey, I need help with an Alexa skill, and I'll follow up with you right away.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. So guys, reach out to Tom. Even if you're just curious about this Alexa stuff, what is this? What's going on? And how could this fit in with your life? Maybe your business to build your own skill. And once you do that, guys, your next action is to go ahead and get started with the All Ears English skill, right? So again, if you're in the US or Japan, get your Amazon Alexa device, enable the skill, and listen to us in your kitchen, in your living room, at home, guys, and leave us a review. You can leave a review inside the Alexa app in the same way that you can review our All Ears English app or our podcast, guys. Let us know, let people on the Alexa store know what All Ears English is all about, guys. And the last thing I want to ask our listeners for, if you guys have heard us speaking in Japanese today and you're thinking, well, I want to have an Alexa skill in my country for All Ears English, send me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and let me know that you're interested in having us build an Alexa skill for you guys for All Ears English. What do you think our next country will be, Tom?
Germany.
Any predictions? Germany.
Germany. Okay, my money's on Germany.
So that's for you guys, our German listeners. If that sounds interesting to you, to be able to listen to All Ears English in the kitchen in the morning when you're preparing your breakfast, for example, send me an email and let me know that you want that. And with any luck, we'll be getting started on that very soon. All right, Tom.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been really cool to go behind the scenes and see who works on the technology in All Ears English.
Yes, Lindsay, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This has been a blast.
All right, take care. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CAneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.